Welcome to Excited by the Science, brought to you by the experts at EdOns.
Hi, my name is Tina. I hold a master's in civil and environmental engineering and a PhD in geophysics, and I've been active in researching and communicating about earth and environmental science, because the health of the planet is intimately linked with the health of the ecosystems, plants, and animals, including humans, that are living on it. So today, I'd like to share with you a case study in which human activities and climate change have been shown to change the dynamics between interactions between humans and rodents, which then had consequences on human health risks. I'll start by introducing the concept of One Health and the case study. I'll then talk about what an impact statement is. It's a tool that you might wish to add to your toolbox to help you design and write a manuscript. Then I'll highlight the linkages between human decisions, climate change, and ecosystem and human health from the case study, which might be useful to you if you're considering developing integrated multidisciplinary research. So, this case study was published in the journal CABI One Health. And One Health is a term that is widely used to refer to multidisciplinary and unifying approaches that recognize the interconnections between human, animal, and environmental health. And it is most frequently used in the context of infectious diseases that can jump from animals to humans, such as COVID-19. Now, rodents, which include rats and mice, can be host to many of these diseases that can be dangerous in humans. And so in this study, a multidisciplinary team of sociologists, eco-epidemiologists, and microbiologists interviewed adults and children who live in Mozambique in Africa, in a remote area where there is very little scientific monitoring, to learn about the social ecological system that surrounds the interactions between humans and rodents over the last 70 years. The journal CABI One Health requires all papers to include an impact statement of 150 words to explain how the study is relevant in a One Health context, and also who or what would benefit from the study, and what unique information was produced by the transdisciplinary approach. Now, the impact statement appears just below the abstract. In this sense, CABI One Health goes one step further than some other journals, which request authors to explain the importance of their study and why their study would be of interest to the journal audience, and then put this information in the letter that they send to the editor at the time of submission. I find this to be very interesting because, independent of the journal we plan to submit to, it could be very helpful to draft an impact statement and keep it in front of us while we are writing and designing a manuscript. This focus on the study impact can help keep us on track so that we can make sure that whatever we're writing brings to light what is important, unique, and compelling about our work. So in this study, the research team learned from the interviewees that lots of rodents lived in the woodland areas in the 1950s and 60s. And these woodland rodents were hunted by local people because their meat was considered to be very tasty. But then the local climate changed. It got warmer and drier. And at the same time, the number of woodland rodents dropped and the number of invasive rodents increased. And each time big trucks came from the cities to build a dam or bring food supplies after a flood, they also brought with them big black rodents that multiplied rapidly. Because of dam building and other policies, people had to move away from homes that were separate and far from each other, and instead started living together in villages. And after each flood, the invasive rodents moved from the low-lying areas to the higher areas where the villages are, and they've been living comfortably in the houses and the granaries in the villages for the last 20 years. These big rodents eat the seeds stored in the granaries and the food in the kitchen. The interviewees estimated they had lost up to 50% of their food to rodents. They would throw out food that has been touched by rodents because they are scared that the rodents would transmit some kind of disease to them. Women and girls are the people who are most exposed to rodents because they look after the granary and the house. I found this case study to be a very neat demonstration of the intimate dance between humans, non-humans, climate, and ecosystems. Thank you very much for spending time with me today.
Asking the right questions is key to making breakthrough scientific discoveries and advancements. And as the research landscape grows more competitive and complex, finding innovative, interdisciplinary research ideas is more important than ever. The right questions address the most important issues in your field and make it easier for you to conduct high-impact research. At EdOns, we can help you to generate these questions, outline a potential study, and present it in a way that helps you to secure funding and quickly make your idea a reality. Our team of creative experts will conduct a deep analysis of the research landscape in your field, identifying gaps, finding the right questions, and helping you find inspiration for your next project. We can also help develop innovative study concepts, a synopsis, and a full protocol, so you'll have a study that is very likely to be accepted by a high-impact, peer-reviewed publication. Let EdOns help you to make informed decisions, save time, money, and resources, so that you can advance your field and make the world a better place.